Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's just you and I so far. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to apologize here, but I'm lying, though, because I had a difficult last week.
Oh, that's all right. I'm glad you're able to make
it. I try. How
today
you doing?
Today is 30th, ain't it?
It's just me and you, though?
It's just me and you. Oh, it looks like somebody else just joined.
How you been doing, though?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Do we have? Good evening. Do we have the Barners?
Yes.
Have Loretta.
Hi.
Oh. Okay, we have Auntie Beth. Bed?
Yes.
Hello.
Well, hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good.
Pretty good. Okay, I will pick up reading in Genesis 21.
Just 1 minute, Loretta. We have the Allens just joined?
Yes.
Is it both of you guys, Reverend and yourself?
The one.
Okay,
Mrs. Dallas.
Loretta, you can go ahead.
Okay, Genesis 21. This is after Isaac is born. Then God did as he had promised. And Sarah became pregnant and gave Abraham a baby son in his old age. At the time God had said, and Abraham named him Isaac, meaning laughter. 8 days after his son was born, Abraham circumcised him as God required. Abraham was 100 years old at that time. Then Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hears about this shall rejoice with me, for who would have dreamed that I would ever have a baby, yet I have given Abraham a child in his old age. Time went by, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham gave him a party to celebrate the happy occasion. But when Sarah noticed Ishmael, the son of Abraham and the Egyptian girl Hagar, teasing Isaac, she turned upon Abraham and demanded, "Get rid of that slave girl and her son. He is not going to share your property with my son. I won't have it." This upset Abraham very much, for after all, Ishmael was his son too. But God told Abraham, "Don't be upset over the boy or your slave girl wife. Do as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son, though, through whom my promise will be fulfilled, and I will make a nation of the descendants of the slave girl's son too, because he also is yours." So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food for the journey, and strapped a canteen of water to Hagar's shoulder and sent her away with her son. She hiked out into the wilderness of Beersheba, wandering aimlessly. When the water was gone, she left the child beneath a bush and went off and sat down 100 yards or so far away. "I don't want to watch him die," she said, and burst into tears, sobbing wildly. Then God answered the lad's cries, and the angels of God called to Hagar from the sky. "Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the lad cry as he is lying there. God, go and get the boy and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well. So she refilled the canteen and gave the lad a drink, and God blessed the boy, and he grew up in the wilderness of Paran and became an expert archer, and his mother arranged a marriage for him with a girl from Egypt. The reading was from Genesis 21, 1 through 21. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Caller, so we're going to go ahead with the program. Hey, Mom, can I get you to lead us in Matthew 19:26, please? Let me do a roll call first. We have Daniel.
What I've been to say, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let me, we have Daniel, we have Mrs. Williams, my mom and Mr. Varner, we have Loretta, Auntie Betty, Mrs. Allen, and myself, Angela.
Okay.
Hey, welcome, everyone.
Ready? Are you ready for me to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus
looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Go ahead and do the opening prayer and the blessing of the line. Are your heads ready?
Amen.
You honor and praise the Nellum family. Seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each word, every member of this family, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. We know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around our waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Pick up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one.
Amen.
It will be an open session, so I'm just going to go around of you, and if you have something you would like to share with the family today, please. Hey. I'd like to start with Auntie Betty.
Yes.
You,
I will read Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 12, the Beatitudes.
Amen.
And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and talked to them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall comfort. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall fear you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So prosecute they the prophet, which was for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. How about you, Loretta?
Sure. I would like to share something out of the Daily Bread. Actually, the title is Righteousness Endures Forever. Mm. When we realize that this world and everything in it is unstable and unpredictable, we are left longing for something that lasts. In Psalms 112:9 says, God's righteousness endures forever. It is untouched and unharmed by time and circumstances. Nothing that happens in this world can take it away. It endures when life has stripped us of every other possession. This righteousness is ours as we draw near to God through faith in Jesus Christ. He is our rock and our salvation and the only source of truth and lasting happiness. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Delight in the Lord and in his words, and you'll find true happiness. He alone offers a righteousness that endures for all eternity. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Daddy Barnard?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Amen.
I'll be reading out of the book of Our Daily Bread.
Amen.
Like Sister Simba reading out of a while ago.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen,
amen. My reading will be Connecting with God Through Bible Reading and Prayer.
Amen. Connecting.
And prayer. Yeah, regarded to prayer. Let me make a few things I have found helpful for me. Praying honestly is our utmost importance. The psalmist was never shy about getting in God's face about his life. just honestly open our spirit up for him to meet us with the resolution of our frustration. Prayer has a way of getting us to see all our life from God's point of view. Prayer must have an element of worship. This could be in the form of singing, gratitude, or communicating in specific ways in which we express. It's wrong. It's wrong. Prayers are repentance and resolve are purifying and satisfying. Find that praying out loud helps me deal with a wondering mind. Joining, yeah, can help us keep our heart revised. And praying God would back to him is a wonderful exercise and meaningful prayer. No matter what approach we take, it is critical that we stay at it. We don't always feel emotional or spiritual sharp. Don't abandon process. Faithfulness is the key. Stay at it and your connectedness to God will deepen. And intimacy with him will be your reward. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
I will go ahead and read what I had chosen. It's out of the passage Ezekiel 36.
Amen.
As we approach a new year, we're going to talk about a new heart. Our nation is, it has a bad heart. Our nation and its people need a major operation, a heart transplant. Of its bad are violence, crime, dysfunctional families, racism, moral and social apathy, greed, and adultery. Like us, Israel had rebelled against God because their hearts were hardened. They chose not to remember God's blessings, deliverance, or his instructions. They were trampled down, the object of ridicule, the defeated spirit, and they had lost their direction and prosperity. But then the nation, they changed their heart toward God and renewed their relationships with him. God responded, "See now, I am for you. Things are going to be better than ever for you. The world will acknowledge and honor me, your God, because of our renewed relationship. Families will be whole again. Communities will be rebuilt. Your population will increase, and you will be more prosperous at your beginnings." Ezekiel reminds us, too, that conditions don't have to Ezekiel reminds us, too, that conditions don't have to stay the way they are. We don't have to suffer with the symptoms of a bad heart. Repentance is the operation that we need, and God promises that if we repent, he will give us a new heart. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27. Repentance before the Lord results in receiving a new heart and the life-giving spirit. The new heart produces love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. God promises restoration and preservation are the reward. Here, see, God is for us. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. New heart. All righty. Daniel?
I wanted to say hey to everybody, and we're getting ready to go in 2013, and I just got a little bit to read, and I want to apologize if anything I said was offending anybody. But we're going in 2003, and we want to grow. Amen.
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 So I'm gonna read out of Psalms 5.
Amen.
I wanna read 1 and 3. Okay? I'm gonna skip 2. You read 2 on your own.
Okay.
I give ear to my words. O Lord, consider my meditation. 3 says, my voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will look up. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Daniel. All righty. Mrs. Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
You have to mock your brother.
Okay, I'll be coming from Psalm 41 through the 5th. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and hear my cry. He also brought me up out of a harbor pit, out of the muck and miry out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my step. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed be that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. Many, O Lord, my God, are you of your wonderful work, which you have done, and your thought toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be counted. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All righty. Mrs. Williams?
Okay. I would like to share from a portion of Isaiah 9 and with explanation on a couple of verses. Number one starts with, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You've enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you. As people rejoice at the harvest of a man. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Explanation, it says, in our gloom and despair, we fear that our sorrows and trouble will never end. But we can take comfort in the certainty that although the Lord may not always take us around our troubles, if we follow him wholeheartedly, he will lead us safely through them. In a time of great darkness, God has promised to send his light into our darkness that will shine on everyone living in the shadow of death. We can say with assurance that he is both wonderful and he is a counselor. We call him Wonderful Counselor, a mighty God. This message of hope was fulfilled in the birth of Christ and the establishment of his eternal kingdom. He came to earth to deliver us all from the slavery of sin. That is why we praise and thank God for the opportunity to celebrate his birth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well said.
Thank you. Hey, and Mom?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Colossians. And start at chapter 1, I'm starting at the second verse and go to 10.
Okay.
To the saints and faithful brother in Christ, which are at Colossians, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all of the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where are ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and brighten forth fruit. Bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it, and keep the grace of God in truth. As ye also learn of the Ephesian, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declare unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, now I will turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the second shut-ins, please. Father God, we come boldly before you asking for forgiveness, asking that you continue to heal our sick and shut-ins. Lay your hands upon Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary and Beth Tylow, Mary Ann, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Pamela Haynes, LaTanya Laitler, Ricky Hussman, Michael and Denise Moody, Janet Williams, Jessica Smith, Tony Barrow, Demarcus Malachi, Rochelle Bessler, the Rossiter family, the Zeke family, Carlos and the Wells family, Miss Water and family, Jordan and Rako family, Eddie Tipman, Miss Wanda, Valerie Crockett, Maxine Johnson, Quentin, and Jermaine, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift up our sick and make them strong again. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. We thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
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 The next item on the agenda is birthday, and let me just say a few that I have. We had Freddie Williams on the 29th, and we have Felicia on the 31st. Is there any other birthdays from today through
January 4th?
4th. Thank you.
What Rita baby name? She be the second.
Oh, okay. Michaela on the 2nd, January the 2nd.
Hey, Miss Loretta.
Yeah, I know. I get on the ball, right? Michaela.
Okay.
Michaela Lynn.
I have a Shanitha.
Shanitha.
And a Micah. My granddaughter and son on the 4th.
Shanitha.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, any others? Do we have a volunteer to sing the birthday song?
Amen.
Does that mean you're going to do it, Daniel?
Right, I want to watch the game then. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy New Year to you. 2013,
we're going to
do it again.
Do
it again.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
I like that redemption. Let's see here. The next item we have. Okay. Well, praises and testimonies, songs or poems or anniversary, congratulations, anything you would like to share?
New Year's resolutions?
Good. Okay, so I'm just going to go round table the way that you called in. Daniel, do you have anything you would like to share?
Love everybody and happy 13. I hope everybody gets 13 years, you know. Love everybody. Oh. Amen.
Bye. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Love you too.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Love you too.
Hey, Mrs. Williams.
Oh, I really thank and praise the Lord for the year 2012. I praise and thank Him for the prayer line and thank Him for the fellowship by way of phone. And my prayer is that we will continue to fellowship and stay in prayer during 2013. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Claiming that one. Okay, Mother.
Well, I'm going to sing a song.
Right.
Amen.
And I'm going to sing the Lord of the Dance.
Oh.
Okay.
I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I dance and I came down from heaven and I danced all night. At the three held my head, my bird, standing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says He. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says He. I dance in the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me and the dance went on, dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says He. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says He. I dance on the Sabbath when I crush the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on the cross to die. Dancing, whatever you may think, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. I danced on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They burnt, buried my body, but they thought I was gone. I am the dance that will still go on. Dancing, whatever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in dance, says he. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ooh. I
get out of breath. Oh, man, sorry, you guys
are weak. Thank you, Mother.
Well, you're welcome.
Hey, Great. Pops Bunner, it's your turn. You gonna sing?
All right, well, it's my turn, man.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I would like to say on my turn that Sister Lo turned me onto the prayer line. She, at the time, I think she's in Phoenix, Arizona. I was and is in Alabama. Now, I brought out the blow to Havana.
Oh.
And we on the prayer line, and I like it. And she told me she had bad daughters, one in Cincinnati, one in Phoenix. I don't mean bad, like in bad now. But she told me that they started out on Mother's Day, and they've been going ever since. Thank
you. You gonna play? You gonna play?
Okay. About 4 or 5 years, maybe. And I look forward to it every Sunday. And you know, I just thinking, a lot of us don't have anything to say. But I got 3 or 4 Bibles here, and if it get around to me and I don't be able to read up or anything, I can whip over to the Bible and read a verse or two out of it, and I won't have to pass. But,
amen.
We'll holler pass, you know, but the whole lot in the Bible there, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I done look forward to this on every Sunday. But this is going to be the last Sunday I'll be talking to you guys. This year, that is.
Amen.
Top of your game. Amen. Amen.
All right.
And
you
going
to talk or you going to play? Come on, man.
Be quiet, bro. And I with my extended sister and my sisters. I got to get down here them on Sunday. And my extended family and my extended daughters, which is Loretta and
Henrietta.
Angela.
Here.
I have met both of them. And I have spent the night at Angela's house 9 times. Loretta, spend the night with us.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. You got to come from Cincinnati down in Alabama, Jeff. I can go on saying, you know, because I enjoy it. And I hope all you guys and us have a happy new year.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Happy new year.
Amen. Thanks, Lord.
Okay, Loretta.
Yes. I would like to state my New Year's resolution, and then I'll do a little snippet of a song. My New Year's resolution is to continue to seek God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Down in my soul, cries holy. Down in my soul, cries holy. Down in my soul, in my sanctified soul, down in my soul, it cries holy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta.
Down in my soul.
I'm going to go ahead and squeeze in what I would like to share with you guys. It's just a little poem called I'll Be There. I want you to know, if the going gets tough, there to help you when the day is rough. You can count on me anytime, anywhere. There. I'll listen to you if you want to talk. I'll be there, for together that we'll walk. I'll hold your hand. You won't be alone because I'll be there for you. I'll ask God to encourage you each time I pray. Remember of the way. Amen.
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 Thank you for
that.
That
was a song, though. You should have sung that.
Okay. Eddie?
And you say I'll keep adding?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, I want to sing too.
Amen. Hey, praise the Lord.
Come on. Bless us. Bless us.
Amen. So tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. So tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. Why shepherd kept their watching, O silent flock by night. Behold throughout the heaven the shine of holy light. So tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. So tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. The shepherds feel and tremble when lower birds the earth. Sing out the angel chorus that hail our Savior birth. So tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. So tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Go tell everybody.
And thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay. Mrs. Allen.
Yes. I just want to say I wish everybody a happy and a prosperous new year. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mother.
Yes.
Had you earlier. No, no, no.
Yeah, you got me.
Mrs. Allen, would you lead us in the serenity prayer?
In serenity prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
Accept the thing that I cannot change.
The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the thing that I cannot change. I mean that
the courage to change the things that I can change.
Some to know the difference.
And the wisdom,
Amen. 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 Love everybody.
2013.
Is it time to say goodnight?
Not yet.
Hold on.
23rd song.
You know my football game on.
Okay.
What music for it, man?
Daddy Vernon,
okay.
Would you like to lead us in
the 23rd Psalm? Yes, I will.
Alrighty, you may go for it.
Okay, we'll put them on the 23rd. I sure know by heart, but I don't.
You're right. You got the right resources. That's okay.
Okay. Here we go. I can say it by heart, but I miss some parts of it and everything. I ain't like that. I'm talking about. Oh, that 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And let me turn over. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will turn it over to Loretta to do a closing prayer for us.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles families and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and may God continue to bless us. Bless the ones that are here and the ones that couldn't be with us tonight. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. God, we thank you for your love. May God be with you this week. Just remember to keep him first in all that you do. Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share. We will continue open sessions until you receive your new program for 2013. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a blessed week, and good night.
Happy New Year.
One devil say to the other devil, oh no, he or she is up again.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Number 13, we ain't got to worry about the devil, right?
No. Well, we got to get him stirred up because he already making plans. I'll share that next week with you guys.
All right.
Good night. Love you.
Love you guys. That concludes our Family Nellums program. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed and prosperous New Year.